This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, this is just getting ridiculous. This is so ridiculous, and I am sick and tired of nobody schooling men on this, on how to kiss. All right, I don't know if you guys have seen the latest headline, but I guess Al Franken is now being accused by somebody else for forcibly kissing her. And the big assault that happens within that is shoving your tongue in somebody else's mouth. And as a lady, can I kind of school you guys on how to kiss? Can I just do that for a second here? All right, let me tell you what happened with Al Franken, and then I'll tell you guys how to do this right. Because I think you guys are watching too many movies, and you're just not doing it right with the tongue. It's just not, and it's not sexy. And listen, my job as your radio host is to protect you guys from later getting accused of assault when maybe you're just doing a bad kiss. Now, not defending Al Franken. Okay, it sounds like Al Franken is a real piece of work. Okay, and from what we know that he did with Leanne Tweeden, etc., this guy, I still don't know why he's still in office, if you ask me. But there may be some women going, well, wait a second. You know, Bob shoved his tongue down my mouth. But okay, that's how a lot of guys kiss. And guys, if the woman is gagging afterwards, okay, that wasn't a very pleasurable experience. Let me tell you what's going on with Al Franken, and then I'll teach you guys how to kiss, honestly. I just it's about time. I'm sick of it. Nobody's doing this right. All right, anyway. So a former Democratic congressional aide said Al Franken forcibly tried to kiss her after taping his radio show in 2006. This was 3 years before he became a U.S. senator. The aide, whose name, quote, Politico, is withholding to protect her identity, said Al Franken pursued her after her boss had left the studio. She said she was gathering her belongings to follow her boss out of the room. When she turned around, Franken was up in her face. Oh, hell no. The former staffer ducked to avoid his lips as she hastily left the room, and Franken told her, "It's my right as an entertainer. He was between me and the door, and he was coming at me to kiss me. It was very quick, and I think my brain had to really work hard to be like, wait, what is happening? But I knew whatever was happening was not right, and I ducked." She said, "I was really startled by it, and I just sort of booked it towards the door." And he said, "It's my right as an entertainer." Now, the former staffer was in her mid-20s at the time of the incident, and she did not, respond to Franken. She said she had never met him before. Then he was elected to Senate, etc. And he has been accused now by six other women of groping and trying to forcibly kiss him. So, according to Al Franken, he said this allegation is categorically not true. And the idea that I would claim this as my right as an entertainer is preposterous. I look forward to fully cooperating with the ongoing Ethics Committee investigation. He's not going anywhere. Two former colleagues of the woman independently corroborated her version of the events, including Franken telling her he had the right to try to kiss her because he was an entertainer. The first former colleague interviewed by Politico said she was told of the incident in 2006, shortly after it happened. And then a second former co-worker said she was made aware. And so Franken is one of several lawmakers and candidates facing this sexual harassment allegations. And, Republican or Representative John Conyers had to resign, although he's giving the seat to his son. Among his accusations. And, Al Franken really seems to be about the mouth, it looks like. Allegedly, okay? All right? I don't want people guilty until proven innocent. We still have due process. And, you know, we still have, thank God, in this country of ours, you know, we're supposed to have some procedure, some process in place such that just because somebody says something doesn't mean you did it and you're guilty. Unfortunately, you know, you appear to be hung before you even get a trial. And so, but, with photographic proof and these accounts, you know, I just am not leaning towards he's, you know, as innocent as he wants to make out to be. So, guys, okay, if you want to kiss a woman, coming up on her like an animal in the wild is not going to be very sexually enticing, shall we say. You need to ease into the kiss. Now, I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, but if I touch her in other areas, now I have two counts of sexual assault. If I just use my mouth and use my tongue, then that's only one count. No, have you ever tried to kiss somebody you really liked? What did you do? You touched their arm. You might have moved her hair over, gently stroking her neck. Guys, that's how you do it. You gotta get to the neck. Come on, guys. Neck. A little bit of the neck. Okay? Act like the kiss is the last thing you are going to do. Until after these little movements and stuff, she just wants that kiss. But if you come up to somebody who doesn't even know you, and you think that you could stick your tongue down their mouth, and that's not going to have any repercussions, you're an idiot. And then the tongue. What to do with the tongue? Okay, I'm one of those people that never learned what to do with my tongue, with kissing. Nobody ever talks about it. Girls don't talk about it. So basically what you do when you kiss with the tongue, from a girl's standpoint, is you just follow the guy's lead. You know when you dance on a dance floor, the guy grabs your hand, then he puts his hand across your waist, and then he starts to move his hips, so then you kind of move with him. We women always take a secondary role to that. Okay? The problem is, the guys I used to kiss, they didn't know what to do with their tongue, so I never got good training. So you're like, okay, do I move to the left? Do I move to the right? Do the tongue go up here? See, I just don't know what to do. Proper tongue movement is not a jabbing, thrusting into the mouth. It's a flow and like a rhythmic wave sort of thing, all right? And so I would say gentle versus not, and make her want the tongue. But don't just come up to somebody and try to, you know, give them herpes. You're going to get sued. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions. formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so let's get to some medical news. They say flu cases are already double than last year's total at this time. They say more than 7,000 cases of influenza have been confirmed in the U.S. so far this flu season, more than double this number last time last year, according to the CDC. Most vulnerable to the serious flu complications are, of course, young kids, older adults, pregnant women, and people with long-term health conditions like diabetes, cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, etc. Now, the latest death attributed to the flu was a woman from Arizona. Her case increased the influenza death toll right now to 8 adults nationwide. This season so far, Oklahoma has seen 2 people die from influenza, 5 deaths related to the flu were reported in North Carolina. I thought there was also one in Nevada, too. 90% of U.S. states report some type of local, regional, or widespread flu activity, according to the Chicago Tribune, citing the CDC. And they say the flu is right now widespread in 4 states, Georgia, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Massachusetts. They say Mary Anderson, manager of infection control at Edward Hospital in Naperville, Illinois, told the Chicago Tribune that the flu is more serious than the common cold, obviously, and the big virus of concern is the H3N2 virus, not the H1N1 swine flu, which is going to be protected, which is a part of our current flu vaccine, but the H3N2. They say those strains hit hardest among the very young and very old. Now, vaccinations are going to decrease the chance of spreading, so get your vaccine, but we're being told that this year the flu vaccine will only be about 10% effective against this strain. And one reason for that is they believe that when they were working on the strain, they had the strain in the lab, the strain mutated, prior to the production process, and such that the flu vaccine is of the mutated strain and maybe not the one that's circulating. This happens very commonly, but it's effectively has dropped significantly as a result. They say Martin Hirsch, an infectious disease physician at Massachusetts General and editor-in-chief of Journal of Infectious Diseases, told the USA Today that while 10% seems low, flu vaccines are usually only 40 to 60% effective in the best of years. And here's the thing, even if the vaccine is only 10% effective, all right, there's other, you know, to the H3N2, it still protects against a couple other virus strains, including the H1N1 and influenza B. And if you have the virus that, you know, that it protects against, you are going to be a part of that 10% that helps, then, or, you know, being 10% effective, your life gets saved. So we still tell people, no matter what, to get the flu shot. You know, the other thing, too, is even if there's that protection against kind of like the mutated, a different form of that, slightly mutated, different form, there still could be some sort of protection where you get a lessened version of the flu. So it's still worth it, we tell people. They say each year since 2010, the flu virus has caused 9.2 million and 35.6 million illnesses in the U.S. According to the CDC, those cases resulted in between 140,000 to 710,000 hospitalizations. We've lost anywhere between 12,000 and 56,000 people each year. That's in the U.S. Flu shots, first line of defense, but you also gotta, you know, stay away from people who have the flu, gotta wash your hands, gotta cover your mouth when you cough, you gotta stay home when you're sick, don't go to work. If you're flying, make sure you have the air right in front of you to blow germs away. It's just not, it's not fun, but we are really concerned about a doozy this year. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Kroger has had to recall purified water for babies after they found mold in the containers. This is purified water for babies. The company said consumers reported finding mold in the 1-gallon containers of Comforts for Baby purified water with fluoride. The recalled items have an expiration date between April 26th and October 10th, 2018. Tests concluded that the mold Tularemycetes penicillium had contaminated the water. Consumers could suffer an allergic reaction like skin rash, runny nose, sneezing, if they inhale or touch the mold. Officials say that although the water was packaged in clear containers, some of the mold isn't clearly visible for parents or caregivers. Now, the water was sold in 14 states at Kroger stores and other supermarkets, including Food for Less, Payless, etc. So they've been pulled from the shelves. But see, here's the thing. Water for babies. We don't really give water to babies. Now, I can understand if they're trying to dilute a powder, like the infant formula maybe, but we really don't feed water to babies. If a baby is thirsty or hungry, we give them formula or breast milk. You know, we rarely would just give them water, so to speak. It's cool that there's some purified water out there if we chose to. And, you know, maybe we want to dilute some juice. Maybe some of these babies like little juice. I mean, maybe that's what it's for. But, you know, we usually, if a kid wants to eat, we usually try to get some sort of calories into them and nutrients into them. Interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. If you're a part of the Henry Ford Health System, you probably don't like this news. 18,470 patients' data was hacked. Their personal health information was either viewed or stolen in early October by an unknown person or entity who hacked the Detroit-based health system's electronic health records. Now, Henry Ford Health System officials said it's not clear whether any of these were used for inappropriate purposes. They say, "We are very sorry this happened. We take very seriously any misuse of patient information, and we are continuing our own internal investigation to determine how this happened and to make sure no other patients are impacted." Henry Ford said it first learned of the incident October 3rd after somebody gained access to or stole the email credentials of a group of employees. The employee credentials are name and password protected by encryption. The email accounts had health information. So, Health Ford providers share encrypted email messages, such that transferring patient care, sending consult notes, sharing information is seamless. And this is something we predicted years ago. When they said we needed to go to electronic health records, immediately we were like, oh gosh, our labs are now going to be in the cybersphere. And we knew this could happen. But then again, I mean, look at the Ventura County fires. I mean, if there was a doctor's office that just had paper charts, all those records are gone. So as a physician, yeah, we need to go electronic. As a patient who wants her medical records private, I'm like, oh, God, really? So, but there are a lot. There's more benefits than not. But still, over the past several years, they say hospitals and health insurers in Michigan and other states have been subject to loss of patient data through hacking of stolen laptops. Remember July, Detroit Medical Center had to let 1,500 patients know there was a breach. 2010, Henry Ford experienced a patient data breach when a laptop containing personal health information was stolen from an unlocked office. Federal law requires healthcare organizations to notify patients within 60 days of a data breach. So, the patient information could have been name, date of birth, medical record number, provider's name, date of service, medical condition, health insurer. So, they're going to strengthen their security for employees, all of whom have been educated about the. There's no way to make this a vacuum. There is no way. All right? Things get hacked. Things get stolen. Things get shared. And so, you know, I've just come to the realization that, if I ever get a yeast infection, I'll just tell you guys about it like I have, right? So that I don't have to panic that somebody's going to hack into my medical system and go, "Wow, Dolly, I had candidiasis." I haven't had a yeast infection, like, for a very long time. But when I do, I promise I'll let you guys know. I just want to make sure it's all out there so that if I do get hacked, I don't have to freak out going, "Oh, my gosh, somebody's going to know about my hemorrhoids." You know? Who cares? They all know. You guys all know. Manny hears about my hemorrhoids every single day. So I don't have to worry, "Oh, my gosh, Manny's going to know that I have hemorrhoids." He knows. He's the one that makes sure my hemorrhoid pillow's inflated every day before I go on air. Okay. So, it's frustrating. And the reason why I'm very frustrated by these hacks and by these data breaches is you guys deserve privacy. You won't come to the doctor. You won't tell us about a vaginal swelling or a rectal abscess or blood in your stool or a lump in your testicle if you think that data is going to be out there. Additionally, many of you will not talk to us about any sort of mental illness or depression or anger issues you have because you'll be afraid that it's in some database that the government can access and you may not be able to purchase a gun. Or you may not be able to, get a job because somebody accesses the records, hacks that information, puts it out there, disperses it, distributes it, you know. So I want you to be honest with me when you come in. But if you're afraid that the records are going to get hacked, I don't blame you for not wanting to tell us anything. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, guys, you're going to love this next story. Apparently, when we older folk call millennials, quote-unquote, snowflakes, we're damaging their mental health. This is no joke. This is a study. Okay? This is a survey. This was a study surveying 16 to 24-year-olds that they believe, about three-quarters of them believe, calling them snowflakes is unfair. I guess it's a term to describe being emotionally vulnerable. I guess being a snowflake, I don't know, I'm not really familiar with that term, but I guess it means being soft, taking offense pretty easily, being emotionally vulnerable. They say almost three quarters of 16 to 24-year-olds surveyed believe the moniker is unfair and are adamant that it can negatively affect their mental health. You can't make this stuff up. You can't make this stuff up, okay? Now, mind you, I like the millennials. I like the millennials a lot, and I will defend them, okay? Because I'm afraid of them. I mean, come on. Look, the millennials have to take care of us, okay? We can't be stupid. 72% don't like it. 74% say we're going to affect their health. The findings were made from an insurance firm called Aviva. They surveyed 2,000 British participants in the 16 to 24-year-old age group. And whoa. But 16-year-olds aren't supposed to be millennials. 16-year-olds are supposed to be Generation Z. Now, they keep changing this all around. I read somewhere that I was considered a baby boomer. No way. I was born in the 70s. There's no way I could be a baby boomer. So sometimes everybody just decides to label whatever, but a 16-year-old is a Generation Z. He's not a millennial. Millennials were born between 1980 and, I guess, 1995 or something like that. I don't know. So anyway, they say around 3 in 5 have experienced a mental health condition, compared to just under half of adults over the age of 24. They say some 46% of young adults say they have suffered from anxiety in the past 12 months, much higher than the 35% recorded by adults. 46% of young adults, okay? I mean, for almost half of them have suffered from anxiety. Okay, so they may not like these descriptions, but for me as a physician, okay, that's some serious data there. Comes from, the government's behavior czar in England last February labeled students who demand to be protected from controversial views as snowflakes. Tom Bennett said the problem began at school when too many children were protected from the harsher realities of the world. They say last month, Daily Mail on Sunday uncovered that growing numbers of, quote, snowflake students are appealing for special exemptions after missing essay deadlines. Remember I told you that some of these millennials are asking for stress days? None of my students have done that, but I've had, you know, workers, employees going, I need a stress day to take off for a stress day. I'm like, a stress day? I'm like, that doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, does that mean your job is too stressful? If you need to take off a stress day, then maybe this isn't the best job for you. I'm going to give them a stress day, but I'm like, if you actually need a stress day and we haven't even had a code, what's going to happen when the poop really hits the fan? So, they also, apparently there's growing numbers of students say that they can't deal with exams. Remember there was that one nursing student who needed multiple, multiple extra days and time allotment to take a test, and I think she sued the school because under the Americans with Disabilities Act because she had anxiety. So here's the thing. In millennials' defenses, okay, in their defense, all right, when I go back to when I grew up, you only had a couple TV stations. You had ABC, NBC, CBS, and PBS, okay? And then we started to get some cable, which was interesting, and that's when we got to see, you know, Mr. Mom play half a dozen times on TV. And Big, I think, was on cable a lot. But anyway, so we didn't really have the access to the news and what was going on. I mean, we knew about the hostage crisis. You know, we knew about, you know, there was big things in the news that happened, but you only heard about it at 5:30 p.m. or maybe with the 6 p.m. news. It wasn't all day. On my phone, I get news alerts all the time. Now, true, I'm in the media, so of course I would, but any non-journalist that gets those same apps and get those same news alerts, I hear every time a pedestrian in my area gets killed. I hear every time there was a hit and run. I also get the NFL mobile alerts. Those are great because I hear everything about the Dallas Cowboys. But, you know, you keep getting inundated with all this news. And a millennial can't turn it off. How many of you guys could turn off your cell phone? just turn it off and walk away. If you could do it, you're bigger than me. I can't do that. I need to know that whoever needs to get a hold of me can get a hold of me. I need to be up to date on everything. That's my job. So if I can't just shut my phone off. And a lot of millennials feel that way too. You know, it's interesting. One of my students messaged me. They needed to know about something coming up in lab a few hours later. And they're going to disseminate that information to everybody within a matter of hours, actually minutes. Everybody's going to get that information, know what to do, change whatever dress or bring whatever instruments they need to. And that information was disseminated that quickly. Whereas if I had to talk to 135 students back in 1980, send a letter, go to people's houses, make 135 phone calls. So millennials know that they are expected to receive any information I give them instantaneously. If I put an announcement up for a class coming up, I am expecting them to have read it the second it got sent to them. That's the expectations they have. No wonder they're anxious. No wonder. You know, North Korea, ISIS, didn't somebody run somebody over at, I think there was just another attack on somebody. I don't know if it was terrorist related, but just somebody decided to take a car and run somebody over in a public place. All right, this is very anxiety producing. And, you know, and then on top of that, all right, well, you know, when I was growing up, there was a lot of predictability about your career path. All right, well, I'm going to do well in school, and then I'm going to try to get a loan or a scholarship so I could go to college. And if I go to college, if I graduate college, I'll get a good job. If I get a good job, I'll be able to be in that job forever and support my family, and I'll be happy, and I'll have a car, and I'll have a dog, I'll have kids, and that's how my life is going to be. Okay, that's what we were kind of taught as kids, that whole 50s, 60s suburbia going into the 70s, 80s. That's not what our kids are getting now. Our kids are getting, you can go to college, you're going to spend a lot of money, but that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean you're going to get a job, and even if you do get a job, you're going to be replaced by a robot or a computer later. People don't want that. Well, you know, back in the 70s and 80s, all right, when I meet somebody, they're going to fall in love with me, we're going to be married, and we're going to live together till death do us part. Not now. These millennials are like, I'm going to meet somebody, they may fall in love with me, but then they may find somebody else and swipe right. And that swipe right ends our relationship. So schooling and career and relationships are not a concrete, solid, anchored, you know, focal point in these people's future. So the millennials are to me, a very, very resilient group of individuals. So I agree. Let's not make fun of them. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So 1 in 5 NBA players have abnormal heart scans, according to a latest study. They say basketball players are 30 times more likely than any other athlete to suffer sudden cardiac death. I have some theories as to that, but I'll tell you guys about the study. This new research comes from New York Presbyterian and Columbia University, and it was published today in the Journal of American Medical Association. And they say a fifth of our basketball stars have abnormal heart scans, 30 times more likely to suffer sudden cardiac arrest. And they say very few seven-footers, you know, people more than 7 feet tall, live to their 90s. So they found abnormalities on electrocardiograms, and electrocardiograms are these tests that pick up on the electricity of the heart. Your heart muscle is supposed to conduct electricity in a very predictable pattern. If the electricity wave looks different, predictably, we know where the issue is within the heart. It's a fascinating tool, very inexpensive. I have one from the 1960s, I believe. Very, very cool. Use electricity, a lot of physics behind it, which I don't understand, but it works. Vectors and all that other good stuff, and electricity isn't really my forte. But nonetheless, I could read EKGs pretty well, and they're pretty cool. And they say these abnormalities in the electrocardiogram was particularly common among tall African-American players in the second half of their career. Like 32-year-old LeBron James, 29-year-old Kevin Durant, both 7 feet tall. 28-year-old James Harden, who's 6'5". Now, they say the findings do not necessarily mean that basketball is dangerous for the heart. They say once the researchers cross-referenced their scans with an ultrasound, they found a lot of these abnormalities were relatively normal and harmless for the players. But they said it shows that NBA stars need their own unique types of heart assessments to monitor their health, especially as we stay stronger for longer and players may have longer careers. How old is LeBron James again? 32, that's right. So, the heart, first of all, if you are 7 feet tall, your heart is already bigger, okay? All right, you know, there's many people that have genetic conditions where they're bigger, you know, giantism, etc. They will unfortunately have bigger organs. And just because you have a bigger organ doesn't necessarily mean that it will function well. It requires more cardiac output. It requires more perfusion to the, you know, muscle. And so an organ that's bigger could be riskier. And then on top of that, you add the excessive exercise to it, which will also thicken the muscle and enlarge the heart. They say the oldest players, age 27 to 39, compared to the younger ones, 18 to 22, had the largest change in mass and weight of their heart. So, why are African Americans more at risk? Well, it could also be African Americans may have a more stiff arterial system, such that the heart has to work harder, which is why we many times see more high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease in African Americans. So there's a variety of reasons, but the reason why I bring this up is the NBA implemented mandatory EKG screening for players. But we don't do that for all our kids. We don't do mandatory EKG screening for all our, you know, high school students. We don't do that. And why don't we? Apparently, college basketball Hank Gathers famously died on court of a heart arrhythmia. And just last week, a South Carolina player collapsed during play. You know, we've seen athletes, whether they're marathon runners, football players, basketball players, drop on the field or on the court. And when we see that happen to our kids, you know, some people say, well, Dahlia, it might not be an arrhythmia. It may be this hypertrophic cardiomyopathy that, well, you could pick that up on an EKG, too. It's not as, you know, good as an echocardiogram, an ultrasound of the heart. But if somebody has cardiomyopathy, you will pick that up on an EKG. So screening EKGs, why aren't we doing that? I don't understand. So fascinating stuff. Scary, though. But fascinating. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some good news for those of you that like cheese. They say, for those of you who eat cheese, as long as you have just a little, not too much, you're less likely to have heart disease. See, calcium in natural form is healthier for the heart than calcium in supplement form. You'll see some studies looking at calcium supplementation and heart disease. But calcium in food form, it's pretty healthy. And a new review suggests that eating cheese every day may actually be healthy. They're less likely to suffer from a stroke, less likely to develop heart disease. Researchers from China and the Netherlands compiled and analyzed over 15 observational studies on cheese consumption over 200,000 people. They discovered that eating a small amount of cheese each day lessens a person's chances of developing a coronary heart disease by 14% and reduces stroke by 10%. According to the researchers, high calcium levels in cheese block some of its saturated fats. So then you hopefully balance out some of those levels of fat that can later deposit in your arteries. They say cheese also has probiotics, protein, not to mention calcium itself. Now, if you overeat cheese, it was a U-shaped line of, it was a U-shaped relationship as opposed to linear. Linear relationships mean the more you eat, the better you do. U-shaped is, well, actually, the more you eat, the better you do until you hit a point, and then the more you eat, the worse you could do. So it's U-shaped. Okay? And so the study didn't cause and effect, but they did find an association between the two. And remember, we need to look at the Europeans. A lot of the Europeans are doing something right. They're drinking wine. They're eating cheese. They're eating tomatoes. They're doing something right. Now, cheese does have a lot of fat, does have a lot of cholesterol. And so, you know, if they say a little bit of cheese is 2 ounces, I can't stop at 2 ounces. If there's a brick of cheddar cheese, medium cheddar is my favorite, I am chowing down on half that brick. But here's my problem. I have to cut back on cheese because it really is constipating. In order to make cheese, there's this gummy material that makes it stick. And that's really tough. All right, you guys should thank me that I didn't give you guys the fancy schmancy scientific version of that article. I made it kind of easy for you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so doctors have found brain abnormalities, which we've talked about before, in the victims of these, quote, invisible U.S. embassy attacks in Cuba. Remember how a bunch of people had loss of vision, hearing, balance, and memory? Well, the doctors have been analyzing the brains, doing scans, etc., and they do find brain abnormalities. And so Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. is convinced that the incidents in Cuba were actual targeted attacks. Now, they're trying to explain why there's hearing, vision, balance, and memory damage. The embassy staff, multiple, have suffered, and they've been removed from Cuba and back at the States. But these, they were these sonic attacks, the medical testing revealed that the embassy workers developed changes to the white matter tracts. Those act like information highways between brain cells, letting different parts of the brain communicate, right? And loud, mysterious sounds followed by hearing loss and ear ringing led investigators to suspect these, quote, sonic attacks. But officials are trying to avoid that term. They say the sounds may have been the byproduct of something else that caused damage. 3 U.S. officials have been briefed on the investigation. They weren't authorized to discuss it publicly and demanded anonymity. So they're trying to piece this together. This has been going on now for months. 24 government officials and spouses fell ill. So we'll keep you guys posted on this, but oh, whoa. Don't be messing with us. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.